Welcome, November. It's time to enjoy concerts, performances, theater, incredible museum shows, Museum of Fine Arts, the James Museum, the Dolly Museum, and of course, Art Walk. We have a new piece out behind the scenes at the Arts Exchange. A lot of people coming to Tampa Bay this week. Sting is over at Tampa Bay Hard Rock Events Center. It should be amazing. Lady Wilson, the Grammy, CMA, and Academy of Country Music is over at Benchmark International Arena. And Bryan Adams, the global star, brings his Roll with the Punches tour to the Tampa Bay Benchmark International Arena, the Wallflowers at the Capitol Theater, and so much more. Central Park Performing Arts Center, some of our favorite folks, Tickled Pink Comedy Tour, family-friendly comedians Anita Renfro, Danny Johnson, and Vienne the Comic Doc will be at Central Park Performing Arts Center on November 21st. On November 22nd, a Brothers Revival, an Allman Brothers salute featuring former Allman Brother David Goldflies. The 8 o'clock theater will be doing cabaret this weekend and into next week. It's very exciting. It's going to be a fabulous cast and fabulous performance. So please, please, please support 8 o'clock theater, a support American Stage 100 Days, Studio at 620, and all the great plays in town. Of course, Free Fall has Death Trap, but they also have a film with Matthew McGee and a cabaret performance. Let's get to the sound. Newly added American Route Sam Barber is going to be May 21st, and then already in place is Ron Pope, Spring Break 26 Tour, March 10th, on sale Friday, today. Once Upon a Voice, Terry Fader, Sunday, December 28th, Pure Imagination, Al DiMeola, Saturday, January 17th, Wood Brothers on the 4th, these are Capitol Theater, Ruth Eckert Hall on the Sound, The Big Lebowski Movie this Friday, tonight, November 7th. Welcome back, my friends, An Evening with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer this Saturday. That should be a blast from my past, and The Evil Dead in Concert Friday, November 14th. Roger Bartlett and the Coal Reefers, November 8th, just an amazing show. And then Fran Snyder on November 16th is doing a songwriters showcase. And if you go to RadioSaintPete.com Facebook and you donate $10, you will be entered to win your way in to the Fran Snyder concert. That contest is over on the 11th, so go to Radio St. Pete. That's right. Facebook, like us on Facebook. The Florida Orchestra is amazing this weekend at the Straz and Mahaffey is Beethoven and Bernstein, with Bernstein's Kaddish Symphony narrated by the family of Holocaust survivor Samuel Pissar. This one I'm really excited about. Raymond James Pops, Get Your Disco Inferno Going On. That is going to be a matinee at the Mahaffey Theater at 8 p.m. Mozart and Handel, Central Asturiano in Ybor City, November 22nd and 23rd at the Mahaffey. TheFloridaOrchestra.org. We are so proud to be a partner, and we love them, love them, love them. St. Petersburg Shine Origins Mural Festival with lots and lots of local artists and muralists, November 7th through the 16th, all through the city. The St. Petersburg Museum of History hosted the opening event on Thursday night, and there'll be a closing event that is going to be to die for. Go to my Let's Go guide. It is listed on the What's Happening and on my social and also on Radio St. Pete's social. It's a lot of fun. So Temple Terrace is having an Arts and Crafts Festival. It's the 52nd annual, November 8th and 9th from 10th to 4th. November 6th through 9th, the Junior League of Tampa is having a holiday gift market. And back to concerts, Heart by Heart is at Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center Saturday. And A Tale for Two of Two is at Music for Life Living Arts Center in Clearwater. That's also Saturday. Baloo Brigada is also Saturday at Janice Live, and Nashville Night is in Tampa. Finally, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac performs Saturday, November 8th at the Straz Center. The Dunedin and Fine Arts Center, Dexel Halls with annual Christmas exhibits, that's coming up. And then Veterans Day celebrations. Let's talk a little bit about that. Of course, the City of St. Pete will honor our veterans on the 11th, and hopefully we will be recording that live on Radio St. Pete. There's a veteran celebration at the American Legion in Madeira Beach on Saturday and a boat parade. Also, a veteran celebration 10:30 Wednesday, November 11th, Largo Community Center, Alt Keene Road. There will, of course, be something at Bay Pines as well, and also at most of the American Legions around the city. This 58th annual fun fair, Thursday through Sunday at the St. Patrick Catholic School in Largo. There's a beer garden, there's music, and that's a lot of fun. Cadillac Crew is at Studio at 620. There is Tarpon Springs Seafood Festival Friday through Sunday. Always lovely to go there. Me, I go for the baklava. There's comedy all over town. Jeremy Carter is playing Friday tonight at the Palladium. You can also see him at the Suncoast Festival, Jazz Festival, on November 21st through the 23rd. It's going to be amazing. We have interviewed a lot of the artists. You can go to my article that is linked from my social and find out everything you need to know. We told you about Cabaret at the Central Park Performing Arts Center, but we didn't tell you about Jake Clark. He's at the Sunshine City Comedy Club on St. Pete Beach Friday and Saturday. And Heritage Village Artisan Festival is 10 to 3 on Saturday. You can watch skilled artisans work and shop for handmade gifts. There's a veteran salute 4 p.m. Sunday at the First Presbyterian Church and 701 Beach Drive in St. Petersburg. Sunday Music Hall also at the Seminole Library on Sunday. Christmas Under the Oaks, a very popular event this Sunday, 9 to 3 p.m. And the 99.5 QYK Guitar Pull is at 7:30 Sunday at the Duke Energy Center for the Arts Mahaffey Theater. And a Charlie Brown Christmas is next week at the Mahaffey Theater. You must take the children. If you haven't seen That Poor Little Tree and the beautiful music, it's just amazing. So that is also going on. Unpolished Intent opens up at Articles, which is Leslie Curran's gallery downtown. It's a solo exhibition of new work by Frank Strunk III, and it will be lovely. The Hillsborough County Fair is going on through November 9th. And please, please get your tickets now for the top 50 Tampa Bay restaurants. The list is coming out next week, but on Tuesday, you will be able to go to the event November 7th and November 11th. They're going to reveal the top 10. So it's going to be a lot of fun at Coastal Creative, and I hope that you will be there. I plan on being there. I love restaurants. I love food. I love Helen Freund, and I can't wait to hear who the winners are. OperaTampa.org at the Strass Center is celebrating its 30th anniversary, and they will be showing The Turn of the Screw, The Shining, The Magic Flute, and Macbeth. I can't wait to see The Shining. That is going to be just a one-of-a-kind experience, and they do such a beautiful job. And there are a lot of ongoing things that go on, but I want you to stop in at the Morian Arts Center in St. Petersburg. The Shooters We Know is hosting a street photography exhibit through December 31st. It's featuring the work of Greg Byram, Joey Clay Green, Amy Martz, Sal Rodriguez, Chloe Reyes, and Joe Wales. Another exhibit that really speaks to me is The Lure of Florida Fishing, and that's through January 11th. That is at the Tampa Bay History Center. That is also, for anybody that loves fishing, really important. Also at the Morian Center for Clay, through December 27th, is Between Two Groves. It's the work of Puerto Rican Palestinian Midwesterner Karina Yanis, and it's lovely. Speaking of lovely things, please join me at the Warehouse Arts District this month for the gala Tango Under the Stars. Support the Warehouse Arts District, Marcus Gottschalk, and all of the Arts Exchange people. We have all that information up in our Let's Go guide. Also going on through November 16th is Evil Dead, the musical at Stageworks Theater in Tampa. Scott Sylvan, The Illusionist's Tale on November 11th. And through December 7th, Death Trap at Freefall Theater. Also, Florida Man Magic, the performance at Theater 4 in Clearwater through December 15th. And finally, Dress for Success through December 23rd. The Plant Museum in Tampa is just amazing. At the Museum of Fine Arts through March 22nd, in Caravaggio's Light, the Museum of Fine Arts St. Petersburg is displaying a private collection of 40 Baroque masterpieces. Jewels for Jewel will have a preview and inside tour with the curator. We'll be running that on Radio St. Pete Lunchtime Conversations next week. Through January 11th, the Rodin bronzes at the Ashley Gibson Barnett Museum of Art, formerly the Polk Museum of Art at Florida, worth driving up to. And yet there's more. The Friendsgiving Cozy Creations Night is a crafts night for adults only. That's at the James Museum, November 11th. November 9th is Thomas Dolby at the Bildheimer Capitol Theater. 11th, 13th, and 15th, the Sarasota Opera House, worth driving to. We have great opera here. They have great opera there. Così fan tutti, a lot of fun. Everyone's Miracles is a luncheon benefit. Do a good deed. Volunteers support the food banks. Operation PAR's annual luncheon benefit will be at the Carroll Hotel in Clearwater on the 12th of November. A little night music morning matinee is at Florida Orchestra, Ruth Eckert Hall, on the 12th and 13th, Mahaffey Theater. And also going on is Happy Hour with a Historian on the 13th, with featured historian Bill DeYoung, St. Pete Catalyst, Arts Alive. He'll be talking at the museum about Record Man, the story of Phil Gernhardt. We love him. Now, my favorite Christmas thing in the whole world, besides Vince Guaraldi singing Christmas Time Is Here with the Charlie Brown people, Mannheim Steamroller Christmas. Chip Davis, the 13th. It's the ultimate holiday show at Ruth Eckert Hall. Neil Berg's 50 Years of Rock and Roll is also at Ruth Eckert Hall on the 14th. Russell Dickerson, WrestleMania at the Bay Care Sound on the 14th. The Celine Dion tribute at the Tarpon Springs Performing Center on the 14th. The America will be at Ruth Eckert Hall on the 15th of November. Del McCrory Band will be playing Bluegrass at the Capitol Theater on the 15th. Pointer's Bowtie Ball with Jane Pauley is an annual event supporting the Pointer Institute. Support fair journalism. Pinocchio, 15th, 16th, 22nd, 23rd at the St. Pete Opera, presented at Opera Central. On the 16th of November, Flip Flop Opera, opera set in mythological and biblical times. Clever, clever, clever. New Century Opera singers will perform at the Cultural Center at Tarpon Springs. The Festival of Trees premiere night will be on November 27th at the Arca Tampa Bay. George Michael tribute is at the Capitol Theater on November 21st. Rain the Beatles tribute, November 21st at Ruth Eckert Hall. The Turn of the Screw, Opera Tampa, we talked to you about that. Suncoast Jazz Fest on the 21st through the 23rd. And St. Pete Country Fest in Vinoy Park, also the 21st through the 23rd. Monopoly Night, Charity Works will have its longtime annual fundraiser. That will be at the Bel Air Country Club on the 22nd. Stop Making Sense, this one I can't wait to see. The film about the Talking Heads, directed by filmmaker Jonathan Demme. Demme will be at Bildheimer Capitol Theater, Festival of Trees, 22nd through the 23rd November. And finally, I just want you to say that, can you say that Greenlight Cinema has some big news. They not only got their nonprofit status, they are opening Greenlight Lounge and Kitchen next door. And Eugenie Bondra, Station 12 Studio, will have their wonderful open house showing of all the classes, the improv people, November 15th from noon to 3. That is free. Finally, getting into the spirit, Dave Koz and Friends, a Christmas tour at Ruth Eckert Hall. On the 29th and also 29th and 30th will be Shopapalooza at Vinoy Park. So stay tuned. We will have so much more. Tune into Lunchtime Conversations. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and let's go have fun. It's Weekend with Weiser.